Well, live music is what we always try to do at 11 o'clock with folks in our community. And, you know, as you're walking down the street and you see somebody, you never know what might be inside of them or what talents they might have, whether they might be a songwriter or a great instrumentalist or both. Maybe you've walked down the street past these folks before and have never known that. Well, it's our pleasure to always kind of polish, but present some of those jewels of people that are all throughout the city. And we've got an example right here. You've heard Megan before with the Turpentiners when she's been here. And I'll introduce them to you. They'll play, and then we'll get to know each other a little bit. Daryl Fleming and Megan Williams.
Hollywood movie gonna set you free. Set me free. Took me 20 years just to pay it off. Just should have learned how to play golf.
There, you've got Daryl Fleming and Megan Williams playing together. You two really fit well together on that song. I suspect you do on all of your songs. How long have you been playing together?
10 years? 5 years?
No, wait a minute.
But only 8 times in those 10 years.
Only 8 times. Gio's going to make a couple mic adjustments here. Thank you, Gio.
Oh, okay.
You'll sound a little better that way. So it's been about 10 years, you're saying? 8, 10 years?
You know, I do a thing called Daryl Fleming in the Public Domain.
Mm-hmm.
And in that band, I write half or two-thirds of material. And then I cover material that is historical or in the past. Or, you know, the Public Domain means author's death plus 80, legally speaking, nowadays. plus 80 years.
Yeah, and so in most cases, yeah. But so what do you cover when you do that? Like, what are some of the songs?
I could do one right now and show you the title I'm talking about.
Well, that would be fun. Let's make sure Gio's
That last one, okay. There's ready. A concept to it. I'll tell you about it a little more. But this one is a populist party folk song from the late 1800s. Hmm. But we changed it up a little bit. When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, well, the farmer is the man who feeds them all. If you'll only look and see, then I think you will agree that the farmer is the man who feeds them all. The farmer is the man, the farmer is the man, lives on credit till the fall. With the interest rate so high, it's a wonder you don't die, for the middleman's the one who gets it all. While the lawyer hangs around, while the butcher cuts a pound, or the farmer is the man who feeds them all. While the preacher and the cook go a strolling by the brook, or the farmer is the man who feeds them all. The farmer is the man, the farmer is the man, lives on credit till the fall. With the interest rate so high, it's a wonder you don't die, for the middleman's the one who gets it all. The middleman's the one who gets it all.
That's a song that I never knew was that old. I've heard recordings of that song from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and that goes back to the late 1800s, you're saying?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Party.
Yeah.
There was an election in 1890, I think that song's from. But what I try to do is blur genre and time period in what I do. Okay, now that's pretty much done by people. Anyway, people are blurring genre and mixing and matching and taking from different genres all the time, but I came up with a more explicit or a more intentional strategy sometimes. So I'll take a text from a letter that Andrew Jackson wrote and then set music to it. Or the most common way of doing this is been done for years is you take an old melody and you write new lyrics to it.
Sure, or you take a poem and you write a song around it.
Yeah, but there's any number of ways of going about it. Now, that's what I was doing when I first met Megan 10 years ago. And then as time goes on, I've stuck to it, but not, you know, it's not like I don't, that's not the only thing I do, but that's an interesting thing. That's kind of the concept behind Daryl Fleming in the Public Domain, is to blur genre and time period.
Now, are the two of you playing out anywhere soon, or is the Public Domain playing out anywhere?
The Public Domain is, and Megan said she might be able to join us. August 16th, there's a street fair in Lawrenceville called Rant 2014.
Nice.
It's at Blackberry Way. Right in front of Blackberry Studios, Blackberry Way and 48th Street.
Sounds
and we're
good.
Playing in the afternoon at 3 o'clock on August the 16th.
August 16th. And have you recorded any recordings?
Oh, yeah, I brought some recordings for you later.
Great. Well, yeah. I meant more for listeners to pick up, too. We'll get them to me later, but folks can go. I think we linked to a SoundCloud page. Is that the best place to go
to? Yeah, I have stuff on SoundCloud. I got to fix that up. I'm going to change the tunes on there, but yeah, I got stuff on
there. But is that the best place to find you? If people want to find you online?
145 Halleck Street.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, 15211.
There you go. Head out there.
Just come knock on my door. I'll sell you the discs.
Don't go there now. He's not home. Yeah. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. Okay, now this one. this is an old Irish song, and then it became a Revolutionary War song in America, and I changed some things around with it, but it goes like this. Here I sit on Buttermilk Hill. Who can blame me? Cry my fill, and every tear will turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
God knows I love him so. Breaks my heart to see him go. Only time will heal my wound. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
I sell my ride, I sell my reel, I'll even sell my spinning wheel, and buy my love a sword of steel. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
I dye my dress diet red, through the streets I'll beg for bread, for the one I love from me has fled. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
Johnny has gone for a soldier.
Nicely done. And it's funny, as you described that song, I was thinking that that might be the song you were going to play. And indeed it was. That song, I think it was featured in the Civil War program that Ken Burns did, I think. I might be wrong about that, but I remember a James Taylor version of him singing it, which I probably have somewhere I can play for you. And I know it was from a PBS special, and that's the only one that comes to mind. But it's slightly different words in that version than in the one you did, which is fun with these songs to play around with them. If you're just joining us, it's 11:32 out in Phoenix. It's 8:32. Megan has family in Phoenix. They're sleeping though. We think Megan's mom. Oh, maybe she'll be awake later. Maybe. We're still debating calling her. Daryl Fleming and Megan Williams playing together today live, and Megan on fiddle. Daryl doing most. Well, they're both singing, but Daryl's playing guitar. I was going to say doing most of the singing, but you're both singing. A lot of Daryl singing. And he's going to get ready to share another tune with you in just a moment. First, he's tuning. It's a nice thing when people tune. Is that is a violin you've got, right?
It sure is.
Okay,
yeah.
It looks a little big.
No.
It's
a standard size.
Do you know the difference between a violin and a viola?
Well, it's the tuning, right? Or
a viola takes longer to burn.
Oh. That's one I've never heard. But
I really love the viola, actually. I wish I would have played the viola. It's a little bit deeper of a sound. But This is a violin. It's a German-made violin from like the early 1920s.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Eugene Phillips, actually, of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He's since retired many years ago, but he was my teacher, and he made me this amazing, he was a wood carver and made me this amazing chin rest.
I think the blonde wood, too, there's just a certain patina to that wood. It looks bigger to me as I look at it, the way the light's catching it. How long have you played a violin?
Oh, boy. Well, that gives my age away.
Okay,
Larry.
We don't need to do that.
Let's see. No, seriously, I've played this violin since probably I was like 6 or 7, and
you don't need to get. Yeah,
I'm like 30. I don't know, 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a long time.
Suzuki, and then classical. So I recommend any young listener that's. I know you have a lot of young listeners, and I really recommend learning your scales. That's that's really what I learned primarily is
fundamentals, and whatever you do, fundamentals matter. Well, another song. Let's take advantage of Daryl while he's still in tune here. Song.
I got to retune back to this, but I like retuning for this one because this is an arrangement of the Largo from Dvorak's New World Symphony.
Ah. Daryl Fleming on guitar, Megan Williams on violin, and that was beautifully done. It's the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in today. Megan's wearing this great baseball t-shirt that I feel like painting a picture of for you right now. It's Is that T-shirt as old as it looks, or is it just a? I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah. No, I love pirates. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm like an avid pirate fan.
Yeah.
No, actually, I got this shirt 2 years ago.
You're
and
kidding.
I love it.
Yeah, it looks old.
Really old.
It's a shame that the world. Gosh, was that really the last World Series we won?
79, yeah.
79.
We are family.
Willie Stargell hit the home run. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it, but it's this gray shirt with sort of a Pittsburgh Pirates established 1887 on the front, kind of an old style lettering listing the sad 5 World Series that we've won. It seemed like more back when I was a kid. It's only been 5.
No, and we're coming around. We're
I think
now.
So.
I love Andrew McCutchen. He's amazing.
Is great. There's some other great
Russell
players.
Russell Martin is amazing.
I like Jordy.
Jordy Mercer. Yeah, he's
coming
around.
Do you guys want to know what's really coming back into vogue? Silent film.
Silent film is coming back into vogue.
And we're there, people. Daryl Fleming and Megan Williams.
That's right.
Are you involved?
Yeah, we play live music to silent film sometimes. I wanted to tell you about
that. Yeah, tell me. Why not Tom Roberts has been doing a lot of that and is a good friend.
Sometimes at the Hollywood.
Yeah.
I've done 2 of those, and I was going to the Nighthawk Theater in Brooklyn for a couple years, every few months to play there.
George Eastman House?
Oh, the George Eastman House, of course, a film.
Warhol.
Restoration, preservation, war, places like that.
Yeah. Where are you from originally? Pittsburgh?
Well, no, I came to Pittsburgh in 82 to go to college and never left because Pittsburgh is the center of the universe.
Yes, it is. Where do you go to school?
I went to Pitt.
Okay.
I was a philosophy student there.
You would have been there. Well, I entered Carnegie Mellon in 79, so we would have been walking. We might have been at the O together at the same time, eating a hot dog, maybe. Or for you, pondering whether the hot dog exists if it's not really there, or whatever philosophy majors do.
Philosophy I studied.
And are you originally from Pittsburgh, Meg?
Yeah, a little town called Beaver, Pennsylvania, originally.
Well, my wife is a Beaver County girl,
oh,
sitting
really?
Over there, Ricky. She now Beaver is well, Beaver Falls is downtown.
Okay.
Or maybe downtown Beaver is downtown. She's from Chippewa,
oh,
suburban
okay.
Beaver.
Yeah, I'm from Beaver.
Beaver
Area High School graduate.
Yeah, she went to, oh gosh, what's that? Blackhawk.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, they're big rivals. That's probably Beaver's biggest rivals, Blackhawk, yeah.
And how did you two meet each other?
Music. I think I've always actually, Daryl was in a band called Watershed, and I was a groupie back in the early 90s.
I forgot about Watershed. And you know, Ben is a great friend of mine.
Yeah.
And what did he play in Watershed?
Guitar
as well?
Yeah.
I actually used to go see Daryl play every opportunity I could. Now, I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So when I graduated and I moved to Pittsburgh, I was at all their shows. And but he never knew me then. And then we met, I think, at the Carnegie Museum when our friend Paul LaBrise maybe, or I don't know. I was playing with Paul LaBrise perhaps, and you were playing with yourself in the public domain. But in a different formation.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Just sitting there in the corner. Nobody wants to play with him. Playing jacks, playing solitaire. That was, 10 years ago
or
so?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're both here. What do you want to do next?
Well, this one I wrote about. I remember there was the dot-com bubble there, and I was reading a magazine, and I was inspired by to write this. Thank you. there are sheep and there are shepherds.
The good book will tell you that.
I program convincing haphazards.
These can be mad like that.
I played all those newspaper men.
Dining at 10:30.
Sometimes you'll have to hedge your bet.
But I wasn't raised like that.
Live mongers and caviar.
Help yourself at the bar.
In 2 years, I'll own CBS.
Titans must show largesse.
A cloudy day in late September. Bulls left town and the bear laid on down. At the bank, spoke to the lender. Sorry, friend, but your credit has come to its alien end. Time flies like an arrow.
I cannot go back now.
Fruit fly like bananas.
They just don't know quite how.
Who knows where the red fern grows?
The good book won't tell you that.
I study the water still muddy from the
end of the summer past.
A cloudy day in late September. Bulls left town and the bear laid on down. At the bank, spoke to the lender. Sorry, friend, but your credit has come to a alien end.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Daryl Fleming, Megan Williams, and Daryl Fleming in the Public Domain is another group you can look for. And Megan is an occasional player with the Public Domain or an always player with the Public Domain.
When I can do...
Contributing editor.
When I can play, I play.
Is she and introducing Megan Fleming?
Like, no.
The band goes from three to... larger when there's more money.
Who else plays in the band?
Stu Braun play in it sometimes, mm-hmm. The harmonica player. Justin Brown on bass and Bill Gendron on drums. I found my dream rhythm section.
I actually don't take this idea, and I trust you listening not to take it too, but I always thought that I might like to do a radio format that was nothing but Public Domain music. There's so much there and so much that's been folk processed too that it would be a lot of fun to do and curate. Oh, wow. Somebody maybe has done it too. I don't know that I have any great ideas that are original, but I just thought it would be fun to do that. It's funny to use original ideas in Public Domain in the same sentence.
Well, you know. Not everyone realizes this, but a bar that has live music has to pay ASCAP BMI licensing fee.
Yes,
if do material there that's in the that's not in the public domain, the bar could be fined for that. And so I knew about this way back, and I thought, no way, do they send spies into
they
the
do,
bars?
And they do.
Actually
yes, they do.
So I thought, well, if I have a band, I'll write my own material, and the cover material I do will be in the public domain. Now. Truth is, sometimes I do stuff that's not in the public domain. But by and large, that's my concept, is to do stuff in the public domain, but rework it in a way that sounds contemporary. I'm not like, mm-hmm. I'm not into, like, the Turpentines are great, but that's kind of a period thing, right?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, it all not, I'm not trying to approach anything from a point of authenticity.
No, you're trying to put your own spin on it as you are today.
Right.
That lens on it. And there's so many ways to do things. Where do you find, people may be interested in terms of finding all this PD, public domain material. One source I love to go to is the Internet Archive, which has so much stuff. YouTube probably has a lot.
Ooh. Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. You know,
okay.
It's all in there. You just go in there from 1927, all that stuff. And,
is that available online to look at? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't have the internet yet.
You don't have the internet yet. Well, that's all right. Well,
I figure I'm out. Yeah, but I have the disc. There's a 6-disc set that my dear father gave me once. And I lend it to no one, by the way. That's the only thing I don't
know. He turned to Megan right when he said that. I lend it to no one.
He did.
It's secret stuff, or you must buy it, but it's a secret. You can get in on the secret, people. I mean, a lot of people know about it. That was the source of inspiration for many people in the 60s.
Yeah, that's actually a good anthology. I remember when that came out on LP. It's 10 before 11. We probably are going to have time, I think, for one more. And I'm trying to do my radio math here. What would you like to finish up with?
Well, there's a piece that I co-wrote with there's a wonderful man in town named Mike Vargo. He used to be the editor of – it was called the
– I know
in
Mike.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know Mike very, very well.
He's not a musician, but we wrote a song together.
He's
wrote the lyrics.
He's an excellent typist. and an ink-stained wretch, if ever there was one. And
what, did you just call him a great typist?
Yeah. But that's my way of saying somebody's a good writer.
Okay.
Mike was involved within Pittsburgh, and I think he might have been involved with the New Sun, which was a paper that preceded that. But Mike's a good guy. And so you wrote this with him?
Yes, we wrote this song. So I'm pretty fascinated with hold on, let me get my make sure I'm in tune. I'm pretty fascinated with the concept of studying the Federalist era of 1789 to 1801. Because when we first formed the framework, that's kind of what's played out over the last 200 years. So I figure if I can understand that, I can understand things around me better.
I sometimes wonder if the Founding Fathers and those folks would be amazed at how much we read into every little thing they wrote.
Oh, well.
You know?
Yeah, it's hard not to. They tried to make it – well, they intentionally made it. They wanted to have a balance between specificity and vagueness, you know?
Yeah.
They had to make it general so that it could – anyway, I don't know the Constitution that well, but what I'm saying is it's something I'm still actively interested in. I'm reading a biography on Hamilton right now, but – this has been like 25 years I've been interested in it. But Mike was too. And we got together like, ooh, we were like, you know, little founding father nerds. And he wrote the lyrics, and this is kind of a satirical thing. It's called Mother Thumb. Old Ben Franklin set the tone for patriotic duty, for liberty and equality and the joys of chasing booty. Thomas Jefferson had slave girls, he liked them young and slim. And when the girls got pregnant, all the babies looked like him. Aaron Burr's diplomacy was always intermittent, and thus we see his progeny were illegitimate. But while these men were out there getting hot and bothered,
The country was the only thing that Washington ever fathered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineering mama, you can handle any trauma. Father of our country was a mama's boy. Jefferson and Hamilton were at each other's throats, while other so-called patriots were rocking other boats. And when their squabbling could have brought the revolution down, well, George was there to keep them straight and make them rally round. While some men argued how the country should be run, George was busy getting out from under mama's thumb. And unlike men who always need to have their egos flattered, George knew independence was the only thing that mattered. Father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. Cause if you can learn to cope with a dominant mama, you can handle any trauma. Our country was a mama's boy.
I hear Mike Vargo in that song. Thank you both for being here today. August 16th in Lawrenceville. Look for them, Megan Williams, along with Daryl Fleming, and look for Daryl Fleming in the public domain at a theater near you, somewhere along the line. We've linked to their page on SoundCloud. Thanks for being here. It was great to have you along.